Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and NZ. For the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
That's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chin Kitty, and it's a pajama jam patty tonight. That's what it is. That's what I decided. I have Ninja Sundays and pajama jam patty on Wednesday nights. Anyway, I have a very extra special guest who I actually had on my show before, and I don't know what's going to happen tonight because there's a couple previous show with my guest tonight that's going to be on it. I just didn't know where it was going to end up, but it was a very interesting show. The first thing I wanted to bring up, though, about an announcement, the Sarah Joy Foundation. If you can all check that out, I do take this foundation personally to heart. The Sarah Joy Foundation was started to honor the memory of the most amazing woman, Sarah Joy, who lost her brave battle to breast cancer. And the mission is to assist families dealing with the serious illness of a loved one. Thank you for everyone that is joining and liking the site for the Sarah Joy's Foundation. As all of you know, Sarah was always full of life, love, and warmth up until she lost her long, painful battle to cancer. The foundation, this is what it's saying off the site. This is, I think, her husband, Eric. I believe he must have wrote this. The foundation is his way of honoring as best as he can. The Sarah Joy's foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Thus, this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all these while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that, for Sarah, was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life. Love the summer breeze. Someone just know. The leaves in the fall are the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Stay tuned. God bless. Enjoy life. And that you can check out for the Sarah Joyce Foundation. And anyway, to get on about my show tonight, I actually, once again, we'll bring in a very special guest, one of my younger film brothers, Crosby Tatum. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, just let me interview him a little bit. Let me do a little catch-up, and then it can be a Bachama John house party. But just give me 45 minutes or so, okay? Oh, let's see. I'm just opening up something now here, and I'm looking to see. Oh, yes. I think someone's in the queue. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Shelly Nunchucks, how you doing? It's Crosby Tatum.
Oh, I'm doing fine. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I have a special guest on the line. Miss Anna Torrado, can you actually speak for a second?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Shelly, this is sort of a surprise. This is very awkward, but Anna, I just want to let you know that she's one of my dearest loves of my life, the love actually of my life. But Anna, your voice has just been heard by millions of viewers around the entire world on a radio show. How do you feel?
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Shelly, this is my girlfriend, Anna.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Now, Anna, if you don't know, me and Shelly, we go back way long, and this is actually her radio program known as the Shelly Nunchucks Radio Show.
Oh, nice. Well, welcome to the show. Crosby's not driving you too crazy or embarrassing you, is he?
No, not at all.
Okay.
She didn't think that... I got to be honest, this is a complete surprise. As she knows, I'm very much a big entertainer. I like entertaining the fans, entertaining the people, and I always like doing something differently. I'm probably going to get yelled at later on this, but you know what? Why not?
Oh, man, this is great. I like, how, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you guys been together?
For a long time. We've known each other for a long time.
Oh, is it like almost something like high school sweethearts or?
No. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I thought you were going to say.
No. You know, we definitely been together for, you know, a while. And, you know, she is definitely the sweetheart of sweethearts. And I really love her very much.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, that's so sweet. I hope you're not going to be like in a doghouse later just surprising her.
She says that now, but wait till later. No, just
I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this. This is all Crosby's fault.
Okay.
Don't worry. You're exonerated, Shelly. You're exonerated from any
I stay out of things. I was just like, whoops. Wow. Well, thank you for being on my show, and I wish you guys many blessings. And I always wish Crosby the best. I always, like, believe in him because I believe he's so talented. I mean, I've worked with him quite a few times. I miss Boston and stuff, but I'm hoping to someday work with him again.
Indeed.
Is he still there?
All right. Yes, Anna?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just letting you talk. Oh, okay.
No, we
I'm sorry, was it Anna or Hannah?
Anna.
Oh, okay, because I was going to call you Hannah. I'm like, you know, I butcher. I have this funky accent, so I butcher things, so forgive me for that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
So before I get Crosby up and talking, can you give us any scoop on Crosby? Is he romantic? I mean, is he, let's embarrass him a little bit since he's brought you on the. I want to know some stuff about Crosby. Yeah, I want to know.
He's actually very romantic. He's very romantic, very sweet, outgoing, full of surprises like today. he's the best. I mean, I can't think of anybody else better than him.
No.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, you're loving this, Crosby. You know it.
he probably is.
Maybe.
He's loving it. No, come on, Crosby. You're not bashful. You're not quiet at all. Oh, please.
Are we supposed to be talking? Yeah, surprise, surprise. Yeah. Great movie, I heard.
Yeah.
I appreciate my boo hit me up and let me know all these great things, and she knows I'm a very spontaneous individual, and I'm always gonna do something crazy and wild, and I just love spreading love. That's what I love to do. So,
aww.
I love this woman.
Aww.
Let me just say this for the world to hear, for the entire listeners who are listening right now in your seats. Crosby Tatum loves Miss Anna Dorado. I just said it. Anna Torado.
That's so sweet.
My mamacita.
Oh, that's so sweet. I hope you guys had a good Valentine's Day.
It was good.
We did.
It was definitely good.
Aww.
It was definitely romantic, to say the least.
They're full of sweet. I always pictured you kind of romantic, Crosby. I always pictured you that, even though you're kind of crazy and you've worked out with my nunchucks a couple times. I know you got that romantic side.
Oh, gosh, let's not even get into the nunchuck situation.
Well, you are playing around too.
No, that's true. I mean, I got to be honest. You do have some crazy, dangerous nunchucks. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I gave you the practice nunchucks. That's because I didn't know. I was like, he's going to hit himself in the head. So, got to be careful. So, I gave you the practice ones.
Oh, yeah. No, almost had a concussion that day. That was, yeah. Yeah, I almost died.
I want to hear about this later.
Oh, you'll hear about it.
Oh, here we go then. No, it was definitely a great situation. Believe it or not, Shelley, my girlfriend Anna is a big fan of All for One.
I am.
Really? Oh my gosh! Really?
And for those listeners who don't know, All for One was a television pilot that I created and produced under Tricepta Studios, which is the story about four multicultural female friends living in the big city. And Shelley Nunchucks actually played a receptionist in the pilot episode. That basically subsequently was a driving force. She played a guest character in the show. Which Anna here, when we first did All for One, that's around the time that we met, and I showed her the episode. She was actually the first person to see that episode before anyone else.
Wow!
And believe it or not, Anna, you know that crazy receptionist that was in that show, right? You're speaking to her right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I can put a picture.
Yeah, but how about the audition, right? When we went to do the audition, and I was like, I didn't think I was going to fit in, so I just, like, I started doing some stand-up, and this is, like, not normal. And I was kind of like, Laz had a purple shirt on, and I was saying, he's like, yeah, look at you with the purple shirt. What are you, Barney? And I was like, I was just going on this random stuff, and I was like,
I was like, well, you know, I was like, I don't think I fit in with the characters, but I gave it my all. And next thing I know, I'm like, I get a call from Crosby, and he's like, oh, Shelley, we just, like, can't let you go. I can't remember what he said. He said something like that, and it's like, we have to put you somewhere in there because of my energy. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely, I mean, that was a great, you know, as anyone knows, when you work under a Tricepta Studios project or movie, we have a unique casting process, and basically, when you're in the casting room with us, we're definitely looking at you for every single situation. So you could do a 5-minute monologue, you could even do like a short line or two, and basically, if there's a need that we want to fill, we would definitely fill it in, and we'll definitely make it happen. So Shelley was there, and you know, hey, history was made.
Yeah, ever since then, because when I saw him, the thing that got me before the audition is Crosby had this video, and it was talking about him. He was talking about his life, and I go, he looks very down to earth, and he seems humble enough and very creative. I was like, it was before the audition, and I saw this. I wanted to check him out, because you got to Google. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. I mean, Crosby could have been a silent serial killer. I don't know. I'm like, you don't know. So and I Googled him. Yeah, this is what I do. And I Google the heck out of people. So I was like, I want to know as much as I can. It's like, well, he seems pretty down to earth, and, you know, he seems, you know, very creative. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to this audition. And the rest is history. And ever since then, I says I kind of like adopted him as like a younger brother, even though I'm like so far away. I was like, yeah, it's my younger brother, and I've been trying to keep tabs on him. I just like, you know, go on his Facebook page and just totally proud of him. And I just want to see him success, you know, to have a big success that I keep hoping for him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just honored that, you know, you, Shelley, have been so gracious and, you know, a part of what we're doing, and, you know, always part of Tricepta Studios family, so it's always a blessing and an honor that you're always a part of what we do, no matter what it is, and when we speak of Tricepta Studios as a family, that's what we are, and if you're on Twitter, it's @Triceptus, and also facebook.com/Tricepta Studios, where you can find us. So if you're on the Facebook and you're on the Twitters and everything of that nature, you can definitely find us there. And basically, you know, we got this interview here, and I'm just proud and blessed and honored to even be here with my sister right here, Miss Shelley Nunchucks.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. This is so much dance tonight. It's happy. Aww. So much sweetness.
Am I
like a cavity?
And my beautiful, wonderful girlfriend, Miss Anna Taranto.
She's going to kick you in the butt later, you know that, because you're, like, embarrassing her. She's going to get you later.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dog. I can't help it. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Are you going to be in the doghouse later? I hope not. I hope I didn't cause any chaos back in Boston. I'm all way up here in Maine, and I'm causing chaos back home in Boston.
It's your fault, Shelley.
It's my fault.
No, it's okay. You won't be in the doghouse.
No,
I wasn't
going to
be in the doghouse anyway.
Well, he's a good boy. You know what I mean? He's a nicer boy. You know? He's a
sweet guy. That's right. I'm very sweet. Sweet like candy.
Oh, God.
Jay hasn't come on board yet. Otherwise, we'll be in a lot more trouble than what we are now.
Yeah, like, what the heck did we start talking about last time? It was something like, I mentioned the word, I don't know, poop or something, and you guys just went in hysterics, and it was like that rest of the rest of the show, and I swear to God, when you guys were on my show the last, and I looked at, you know, people, like, listening to it and stuff, it was like, that was one of the highest shows where people had listened to it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like,
wow. I was like, I don't know, maybe you guys bring the energy. I was like, I got to have you guys every once in a while on my show because people seem to like it. I don't know. It's the craziness.
Well, that's because, you know, when either myself or Jay Holland or anybody from the Surprise Surprise cast, the crew, or Tricepta Studios is on the Shelly Nunchucks radio show, we equal ratings, ladies and gentlemen. So we hope that we can actually bring the ruckus, bring the noise, as this show, for however long we're going to be on, becomes basically an entertaining circus ride that, honestly speaking, will just take away whatever blissful pain or situation you got going through all day today. But if it isn't, we'll at least try.
Yeah, we'll keep the bone strong. And if I don't hit my head off the equipment, I'm so exhausted. I says, but you guys will keep me up because I'm like, man, came home from work, worked out, you know, and it's like I'm trying to set the radio show. I go, please don't let me bonk my head off the computer.
Coffee, Shelly. Coffee.
I gotta be careful. I can't drink any coffee at night. I changed the way of eating. I've been on this thing for like 6 weeks. It's a change of eating for the better. No coffee at night. No.
I'm the same vein too. I'm actually eating a lot of whole foods now. I'm now on the UFC Fit program. That's created by Mike Dolce, who was basically he was a former fighter wrestler, and the program which basically allows you to just like it allows you to eat more whole foods, like, you know, so you don't have to take supplements or things like that. And honestly, I lost 10 pounds just working out in the first 3 weeks, and this is a 12-week program. So imagine how
doing good.
Yeah, so imagine what Krause's going to be like once he drops, like, you know, whatever vacation fat I had on for the past year or two. Something's going to change.
You can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm going to get a six-pack. And they says about memory muscles. Yeah, you can do it, Krause. I believe in you. I know you can do it. It's really hard, and I work a desk job. So imagine that, me, the spastic girl that I am. I work a desk job. That's my full-time job, and everybody's bringing in cupcakes and Dunkin' Donuts and stuff and Girl Scout cookies, and I'm going, oh, the torture. And it's just like no dairy, no sugars, no nothing. All it is just food, nothing, no frozen, no canned nothing. It's hard. Sorry, I'm hacking up a lung or something over here. I just swallowed my own spit. I'm actually laying down. I told you it's a Bajami John potty on my show tonight. It's all nice and relaxed. You could be going to the bathroom.
You don't hurt nobody.
Uh-huh. I was just playing that.
Advance, baby.
No, I was seeing that on my Facebook wall at facebook.com/CrosbyT123. If y'all ain't, you know, have a friend of me on Facebook, you can find me there. And I just saw that on my wall, and I was like, perfect. This is absolutely perfect. You know, just got to listen to it. Be like, ain't gonna hurt nobody. And we're dancing now. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. I'm sitting on the floor. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. And we're dancing now. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. You're gonna die something with words.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the fun times with the, you know, it's like I wish they would bring that back, like make another Pajama John Potty film, not remake it, but after so many years and do like, you know, like another one. You know, it was all that fun times in that time, you know, that time period in the 90s.
Hey, it's the entertainment industry. You may never know. Oh, and by the way, Shelly, we actually, I sent out a number of tweets to promote the show. I'm not sure, but I sent a tweet out to Soulja Boy, Rick Ross. Not sure who else I sent it out to. I sent it out to a lot of people. I think Christian Keys or something like that. I sent it out to a lot of celebrities. So, Rick Ross, Soulja Boy, if y'all are listening to us, we're here. We ain't going nowhere.
Oh my gosh, it's such a small world. I was just talking. I don't know.
They ain't gonna hold me back.
It's like this guy that I know back in Boston, I Rock Beats. He did something. He produced something for Rick Ross.
he was working on something. He's a rapper back in Boston, and he was actually doing some stuff. And I was like, I just remembered, I wanted to ask you something because I've got ideas. And I mean, we could talk more about this later, but I have some ideas for a music video.
Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I'm always open and available, as, you know, as anybody has any ideas. You know, you just have to find me on the street or something of that nature, and we can get it.
Yeah, I really do, and it's like music video. I could talk about the plot, but I can get a hold of people where I'm actually in a music video. I want to drive through an ATV with fire. And I know people that are licensed pyrotechnicians that can use fire and stuff, but it's kind of a cool concept. I can talk to you later about it, but you might like it because, you know, you'd be like the lead in the music video. So, hey, you'll probably love it because we kind of got that kind of, you know, how you like MMA and I like, you know, martial arts and stuff. I think you'd like my idea.
Oh, that's perfectly awesome. Like, seriously, that's so great. You know, say, Shelly, would you just mind if me and Anna actually just get off the line for one quick second, if that's okay, baby? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Oh, same here.
Call me. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a reprieve. I am going to be right back in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. All right,
so
fine.
2 minutes, and if any of the surprise cats are out there, you may call in right now to the Shelly Nunchucks Radio Show right now. This thing is going nonstop. I swear, this is going to be. You thought our last time on this program was nah. We're just getting started, and this is just all Shelly. This is just all to help with the promotion of our DVD of Surprise coming out nationwide on June 17th, 103 days away.
Cool. Call me back.
So, let me call you back, okay, Shelly?
All right, cool. Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Nice to speak with you. Call at any time.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just get ready. It's a Pajama Jam party on my show tonight. Crosby will be calling out. He stepped out, and if any of the Triceptus Studio family want to call in, I'm going to give you the number. The number is 347-989-1473, and it's 347-989-1473. And I like to play, like, a little bit of music. If anybody wants to call in, I will definitely, you know, take your call, because I'm going to be doing Hanging Out with Crosby. I just want to see a song that I wanted to play. It's by Tony J, and If I Could Fly, I'm going to play that and be right back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel that world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Okay, and I'm back, and that was by Tony J, If I Could Fly. And anyway, Crosby Tatum, my guest, had to step out, but he will be calling back in momentarily, and I have no idea which way the show is going to go tonight, because if I do know anything with the family back home in Boston, Triceptus Studios, I have to admit, though, I've worked with them a couple times before I moved up here to Maine. And up here in Maine, it's like the North Pole. I swear, I think I see some penguins and, you know, some polar bears. But, you know, working on things, and I try to keep tabs on Crosby to see how well he's doing. Because it's like, you know, I do consider him one of my my film brothers. He's one of the younger film brothers that I do have. And I just feel a connection with him. I mean, ever since, you know, auditioning for Triceptus Studios and worked with him a few times, I hope in the future I do get to work with him. Because the guy is working on the music video Feel, which I opened up the show with tonight. And it just the whole day, I could not stop laughing the whole day. And they actually, I put those pictures from the music video Feel on my Facebook page on there. And it's something that I will never, ever forget working with, you know, Triceptus Studios. No matter where I go, I just call one of my film family. And it was just an awesome, awesome experience working with the guys and the girls of Triceptus Studios. And I'll never forget that, working with Triceptus Studios back home in Boston. Sometimes I get a little homesick, you know. Like, these are the things that I remember back home in Boston when I get a little homesick. And it's nice to look back, and those are the things that I, like, try to remember, because it's just something I always take to heart with Crosby and how hardworking, very down to earth, and he's so very, like, humble. And he's a spaz, and it's like, I'm just so afraid to give him weapons. Like nunchucks and stuff. And oh, let's see, this possibly could be him calling back in. Ladies and gentlemen, give me one moment. Hello, is this Crosby again?
This is he.
Hey, you back? Did you get in trouble?
Actually, yeah, I got, no, sorry, I didn't get in trouble. No, like I said, My girlfriend's a doll. She's the most beautiful woman in the world and understands everything that we do in our business. And honestly, there's no one else I love to be within her.
Oh, that is so sweet. I wish so much happiness for you guys.
Thank you very much, Shelly. Much appreciated. Mucho appreciacionado, or whatever it is in Spanish.
Oh, you're just playing like very sweet.
So, no, it's definitely a crazy situation, and, you know, I'm just here. We're just happy to be here, and, you know, what can we say? This is what we're all about.
No, you're just a lovable, huggable type of guy. Where did I get that?
I don't know about
LL Cool J. I think you're something like that, lovable, huggable type of guy. Is it LL Cool J? Did I get that from him?
I think you did. You've been definitely dipping into the hip hop Kool-Aid for a minute now, girl.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at it. Been around forever. Yeah, I just like, yeah, I'm like, hey, come from Boston. What do you want? And it's like, you know, when they people say from Boston, it says no. Boston meaning the inner cities. You know, you gotta have love for, you know, the inner cities. You know, living around there and stuff, and then making some great friends. You know. And it's like, I wish I had, you know, like being with you and the Triceptus family, and I started to get to work with you guys, but due to things I had to do in my life, had to move away up in the North Pole. It's like penguins and polar bears. And
how is it out there anyway?
It's cold. It is so cold up here.
You know, I can only imagine. Bless your heart, honey.
What can I do it up here?
Exactly.
I just want to move to California. It's like the cold. And just like think about filming in the cold, not just like living in it and walking in it, but when you're filming and you're like knee deep in snow and you have nothing to protect you, you're out there like in the open where all the woods are and stuff. It's cold. It's so
I can only imagine. Oh, by the way, shout out to my man Ahura Z. You know what I'm saying? Ahura, you know, say with Valkyrie.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm gonna have to tell him you said hi. And when the premiere comes for Falcare, I'm gonna let you know, and you bring your boo up. You know, the premiere's gonna be big. It's gonna be really huge because we've been working on it for quite a while now, and Z's been working really hard. He runs the school up here and everything. But all of us were, you know, buckling down, and it's coming down to hopefully we're going to finish it in June. I don't know when the premiere is, but you got to come up. You got to, one way or another, bring your boo, bring Tricep to Studio Family, come up for the premiere. You know, at least you'll be invited. So I'll let you know when that does, you know.
Hey, we'll be there. We'll be there with bells and whistles.
Yeah, I would love for you to be. Honestly, I'd be so honored if you'd be up here. It's a big thing. It's really, it's a journey. It's a real journey for me. And and speaking of
journeys, it's almost like going to New York, but it's in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm doing everything opposite. Like backwards. It's just like people are usually going out to California and New York. No, I go to the North Pole. It's just those circumstances. But I got to admit, you know how like everybody has dreams, like with your dreams and stuff, and if you follow it, it's for a reason. I don't think if I never took the chance of sticking with it, and this has been going on for a while, I don't think I'd be doing this. I don't think I would have, you know, even stayed in contact with you, Crosby. I don't think I'd be doing the radio show. I probably would never even, like, be able to see, you know, all the stuff I'm seeing, making contacts for things myself. So, you know, I still look at you. What's it called, the term, per of your profile on Facebook? Is that what it's called, per of your profile?
Per of my profile.
Or something like that.
Almost like, that's almost,
sort of,
that's almost like that sounds like stalking terms, but probe your profile.
Okay,
actually,
I do look at your. I try to keep tabs on you, see how you're doing, and we must catch up from the last time with all the guys and stuff on there, because I don't know. I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. So before if anybody calls in, I just want to catch up because the last time I had you on my show, we were doing. I was like, I was doing the fundraiser, trying to help get you guys money and raise in. And it's like, then you guys said you're going to be filming it, and I want to know what happened. I know some things, but do you want to tell our listeners, what happened from the last time when you guys on? What happened with Surprise Surprise?
Well, previously on Surprise, Surprise, The Journey, on the Shelly Nunchucks radio show, what happened basically before that, as you recall, we were fundraising for the Mexican Number, and we successfully, on the Shelly Nunchucks radio show, we got the money to make Surprise, Surprise off Kickstarter. And after that, basically, you remember the live call-in show that we did to talk, the day that we were shooting. So, as you know, we went into production. We shot for 3 whole months of our schedule, 21 days, and we spread the 21 days within that 3 months. And we made the movie. It premiered as a test screening out at the Kendall Square Cinema in Cambridge, Massachusetts. With over 200 people showing up for that event, which is definitely a feat that we at the Tricep Studios family, we were very, very overwhelmed by the amount of love and support that we got from everyone who came out that evening. Which photos you could definitely see online over at the at our website at facebook.com/surprisethefilm. So, after we did that, after we premiered at the Kendall Square Cinema, then we took some reviews. We took a lot of criticisms and also a lot of comments from people about how the movie played, which people loved. They definitely got behind it in the format that we had. We went ahead and then finished the movie three months later in July, and the next thing you know, we got an invite by my man, Mr. M, of the Monkey Gang crew, with Mighty Casey. If you don't know who he is, check out BET Uncut with the song White Girls, which is in the Sean and Marlon Wayans film, White Chicks, at the end credits. They actually held a screening for us in Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. How did that go?
That was stupendous. I mean, anytime you get a trip to New York to, show your movie off, it's incredible, especially in the Dumbo area of Brooklyn. And we were able to meet a lot of great talent that was, that was out there in the New York area in Dumbo in the summer. So, after So basically, after that, once we had the screening with that, and also with their movie, Monkey Game, the mockumentary, which was a Roxbury Film Festival project. You know, it was an official selection in the Roxbury Film Festival the previous year. We then had another screening of Surprise, Surprise in its finished format at the Dedham Community Theater in August. And everyone loved the movie, and it was just a tremendous evening. And from that point on, we actually secured a distribution deal with Maverick Entertainment.
Oh, my gosh. That's why you were running around in Walmart in a video. I gotcha. I look you up, and I was like, what is he doing? You're running around in Walmart in a video, and I'm like, is he going to end up on that crazy Walmart site? I'm like, what is he doing? So, yeah, I saw that.
I don't have a heart condition, so.
Yeah, I was like, what is he doing? What's he talking about? So this is probably something what you were a little bit touching base with in the video, because you're crazy. You're cray-cray, that's for sure, because you do all this crazy stuff, and I'm like, because if it gets distributed in a Walmart, right? There you are. I could just picture this, because this might be something crazy with you. And it's like, you're running around in Walmart, you get kicked out of Walmart, but and you're like banned from Walmart, and your DVD is going to be like selling. And it's like, you know.
Oh, no!
Yeah, what did it sell?
No.
Because you're crazy.
No, that's the worst case scenario. However, I don't see that happening, because my face and everyone else's face in Surprise, Surprise with Jay Holland, J.D. Ashill, and Candace Cummins. All of our faces are on that show. They are not kicking us out, because we're trying to make the money as well. So that will not happen. It should not happen. And trust me when I say it, I encourage everyone, on June 17th, 2014, our movie will be released on DVDs in stores nationwide. We're still waiting to hear back from what stores we will be on. Hopefully, we'll be in Walmart. Hopefully, we'll be on Amazon. Hopefully, we'll be on Target or Best Buy. You know, take your pick. But, Surprise, Surprise, we'll be released nationwide in stores. Wherever you're at in the country, you could be in New York, you could be in Tuskegee, you could be in, I don't know, Hope Valley. And you can get Surprise, Surprise, wherever you're at. So,
sweet, I'm going to have to stream it. I'll be like, if you can't get it on Amazon, you know how you can like download it. You think it's going to be streamed?
We don't know the specifics. However, we just encourage everyone instead to just buy the DVD. It just helps the producers get their money back, because there was a lot of time invested into it, money invested into the movie, and it would really help the producers out, the talent as well, if they can just purchase the DVD.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe I'll just have to do that just to support you, bro. I'll have to get a copy.
Right, definitely get a copy. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be very, very inexpensive. What you would normally pay for a movie will probably be less than that. But it'll just help, and we just want to just get the support that we can. And you can actually order off of those store websites once we get which stores will be available. You can definitely help us out by just purchasing the DVD. You know, it'll just really mean a lot for us. That you know that you're behind us and that you're a part of what we're doing.
Yeah, we'll have a release party on my show in June, right when it's getting to be released. We gotta have you guys back on too. You know, like everyone that like you can get the actors, whoever's available, we'll set up a time and we'll have like a release party on my show. We'll give you like.
Oh no, definitely. I know, definitely. As a matter of fact, not sure if we should say this or not, but we are in the planning stages of a release party for Surprise, Surprise, and we're getting set for a number of other projects that we got going on here at the studio, and we just can't wait to, you know, it's one thing to just have your movie available for DVD and to sell it, but now that we're going to be in these stores and on these platforms, it's just truly an amazing feeling, and we're just so happy and we're so proud that we're able to, you know, be in the position that we're in. And you know, all credit is due to the entire cast and crew of Surprise Surprise, from our producers of Opal Thompson, OWC Boston, give a shout out to her, to Jay Holland, Shark Side crew, Fins Up, you know, saying Shark Side crew, and just all of our talent, Christopher Nolan, our executive producer, who helped us out with again distributed with Maverick, and just, you know, all the talent and just everyone who was a part of this movement, the Team Surprise movement. You know, it's just an amazing experience, and I just thank each and every person out there, all the way from an Erica Derrickson, who's always been such a motivating force, to a Kristen Lucas, with respect her hustle, and, you know, just everyone that's always just put, you know, lent a hand to us. So, you know, it's just there's so many names, you know, I can't even count on it. It's just,
yeah,
crazy.
You know, I think
I,
we
and I just thank
caller. You. I think we have a caller. I was like, no, I'm just prepared. Is after last time with what happened, I'm just prepared. Okay. In the last hour of the show, let's just be prepared for anything after with what happened last time. I'm just ready, so I'm gonna bring the caller on. Okay.
I got the shank.
Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, how are you? All right?
Oh, I'm doing good. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Derek.
Derek, where are you calling from?
UK, United Kingdom.
Oh, really?
Hey!
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, everything's good, man. Yeah, everything's good. Well, we're sinking, but yeah, we're all right.
Oh my gosh, nah, this is wild. This is trippy, man. I'm actually, you know, talking to you, sir, Derek, out of the UK. How's everything? You know, how's everything going? And everything, what's popping? What's the word?
Yeah, well, I'm good. Well, the reason why I phoned, Skyped, is because I was thinking about the new Evil Dead film and also the new RoboCop film, which to me is a complete disaster. I don't like the new RoboCop film. I think the old Murphy, you know, do you know what it was when he got blown to bits and then he started, like, you know, like...
Yeah, exactly. I honestly know what you're talking about with that.
It was all like, awesome shit. I don't feel that in the new one, not the new RoboCop. The old one.
No.
The old one was
I think you know, when it comes to, you know, as you know, you know, and I'm speaking as a producer and as a director who has produced movies and also have directed movies. You know, when you actually, when a person basically, you know, purchases the rights to a script or to a series of films that becomes a franchise, the studio has the opportunity to basically reboot that franchise and do it in such a way that it becomes, in their view, the studio's view, contemporary, fast-paced, and action-packed based on the audience that, that usually happens. Now, this is not to say that, like, you know, I completely agree with what the studio may do with those projects. However, what I can say is sometimes, you know, there are certain things within these films that basically get lost in the shuffle. And, you know, hey, let's be honest. No one's going to take away from the original RoboCop. I still watch that thing like it's religion, you know?
For me personally, the first time I saw RoboCop in the original, he was all like, he was buzzing with energy, and it was all like, boom, boom, boom. You know, he shook the ground when he walked. It was all about first impressions. This time round, when I saw the remake, I was like, he ain't got the swag, you know. He just ain't got it.
It feels cookie cutter, doesn't it?
Yeah. It done me, because I was expecting a monster. I was expecting like a doom, 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 you know, a man that shakes the ground as he walks, you know, like with his massive hand cannon in his leg. But no, I didn't see it. No, and I didn't feel it. And it was the same thing for me. it was the same thing. Do you know the Evil Dead, the first one? Well, not the first one, but the Evil Dead 2, the remake of the Evil Dead 1.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
That.
What's your feeling towards that?
Well, the first. Well, for me, it was the first one because it was a remake of the budget film. But the first one was epic because they had the hand of Freddy Krueger. They had the little Easter eggs in the film. You know, like the hand of Freddy Krueger up in the cabin, and you had Ash, what's his name, Bruce Campbell. He was a badass, you know. And then when they remade it, all I saw was a bunch of teens out in the woods lost on drugs. And I was like, well, that's not the story, you know. I lost it, you know. And to me, it was just the new Evil Dead was a try to remake of a classic, you know.
Yeah, I think they wanted to do a different take on it because if you looked in it, Ash's car, remember that big, huge car that he was driving when they were stuck at the cabin? If you noticed, the girl was sitting on that car. And I was like, wait a minute. I don't think they remade the film. I think they left off after Ash left and got sucked into time because that's the only thing that would make sense to me because I was like, I think it was just the evil that was still stuck there and they went back to the cabin because it wasn't even comedy. It was all serious, scary. I mean, the special effects were cool, but I think that was basically, if it didn't have the special effects, I don't think it would have been that interesting.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. It didn't do it. It didn't capture. Yeah. I mean, I'm an Evil Dead fan, and that didn't capture it for me. Not just a couple of druggies out in the woods.
Yeah.
No.
I know what you mean.
Well, Derek,
crazy.
Hold on, Derek. Let me ask you, as a movie fan, what is it that you want to see when you go and you purchase your ticket and you go into the cinema and you want to just, what is it you want to see on that screen? What is it that you want to see that basically will say I got my money's worth and I want to see that movie?
Well, what I would love to see. Do you know that Katy Perry song, Alien, you know, I'm an alien. I would like to see that. Yeah, them sort of graphics in a film about Dead Space. Do you know a game called Dead Space?
Yes, actually, I love that game, especially Dead Space 2.
Yeah,
I actually love both of those games.
I would love to see an animated film with human actors with the face recognition bits stuck into it. And to me, that would be awesome. Like a sci-fi horror which has face recognition and the storyline of Dead Space. That would be my dream.
Almost like how the face rendering came out of the Final Fantasy movie that came out in 2001 with Sandra Bullock, right?
But
much more detailed in a sense, right?
Yeah, I would love to see it in 1080p. Yeah.
Well, screw 1080p. Don't you want to see it in 4K? Actually.
No. Well, 1080p would do me. I mean, I've got a TV that supports 1080p, and if something come out, well, basically what I'm asking for is something that can produce with today's technology with an epic story, maybe like Dark Souls or some sort of video game, which is an epic story. And then just reproduced, but not reproduced to the point where it's overacted. Just something that's epic, a Final Fantasy, maybe a little bit of everything, just all chucked in. To me, that would be epic. It would be an epic. It's hard to describe what I would like, but have you got anything planned in the future to do with anything about animated films, because that would be epic for me.
Currently, right now, Right now, with Tricepta Studios, we are currently focused on creating comedy and drama projects. However, we do have a animated sci-fi project that's in our that we've been waiting to basically get off the ground for the longest of time. It's actually what we like to call a Iron Man / Predator kind of movie, which we call Cyborgo, where it's a story about two warring races send superhuman armors to Earth, and the wearers of those armors, who are human beings from the opposite side of the tracks, are now called to fight a war that they never started on Earth.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so it's definitely a high octane storyline fighting, and it's basically an off the chart movie that you will love to see. That'll be off the chain, and we will most certainly look to be developing that real soon, coming up in the upcoming year or two. We're looking to pull that off real quickly, so that basically we have undoubtedly know that it has worldwide box office potential.
Just so I can get a grasp on who you are, have you got any films out at the moment? Anything I can look up and see your stuff?
Well, if you go to IMDb.com, you can definitely find my name, Crosby Tatum. Currently, I'm about to set to release a movie called Surprise, Surprise here in the United States. That's actually coming out on June 17th, 2014. And currently, right now, we also just finished editing, post-producing two movies, one which just premiered on BET, Black Entertainment Television here in the United States of America, called Christopher Nolan's The Good Life and Christopher Nolan's Four Seasons, which that's about to be released on April 1st. But June 17th is the date for our movie, our company's first feature film. That's getting released June 17th. Look for it. Might be on Amazon.com. Might be on iTunes. We will know further along, but you want to just log on to surprises.com, our website, SURPRISETHIS.com, and then just sign up for our newsletter so you can get updated.
Okay, man. Well, my advice would be to you, give it depth of story. Give it a good depth of story. Don't spend all your money on graphics, but give it a damn good graph. Give it a damn good story. Something that people can chew on.
Well, you know, man, we want to give the best product out there for you, so you can be entertained, because we know how hard you work for your money. So we want to just give you, we just want to take the 2 hours that you spend in a movie theater, we want to take whatever you got going on, we want to take that away from you, so you can be entertained. So,
Derek,
you know, it's just great that we...
I just want to, with what Crosby's saying, there's people that we know between Crosby and me and a bunch of other people, we know filmmakers, and they're trying to really write, you know, not remake, but do their own films. So it's people that I'm not working on, working on films myself. So there's stories that are being written, and a lot of people that do their own stunts too. That's another thing where people that I work with, we get into doing our own stunts and like fight scenes. So it's something where there's people like what we hear with what you said, we agree with you 100%. We're looking for better stories and not just graphics, because sometimes too much, it kind of ruins the film.
Yeah, you got to have a good lore behind, you know, like, you don't just need good lore, you need depth in the lore, you know, it's got to be well-founded. You know, like Lord of the Rings, the reason why that sells is because Tolkien put a damn good amount of time in depth, you know, it's epic because he made it epic, because he sat down and spent the time to write out all these different languages of the elves and the dwarfs, the maps, you know, he spent the time doing that. It was a huge area, the man, Tolkien, and that was all in his bonds, all in his imagination, done it all on his own. It's epic.
I read it. Trust me, I'm a very big J.R.R. Tolkien fan. Love everything he's done with Lord of the Rings, especially with The Hobbit. You know, and the amount of depth that he has gone into the stories, including with the original book and also the anime movies back in the early 80s, it's just simply orgasmic. And what
and what, you know, saying the director, why does his name slip me right now? I should know it by religion. You got to excuse me.
Jackson, the director Jackson.
Yeah, Paul Jackson. You know, saying what he has done, like, you know, to bring that world out. I had every confidence in the world he was going to do that. You know, that he was going to make such a great history out of that and tell a Tolkien story to the best of knowledge. Because, Derek, I know you're a fan of, like, Tolkien's work, even in the early 80s when he came up with the Hobbit movies and the Lord of the Rings movies, right?
Oh, me, yeah, I love it all, yeah. Yeah, I'm also a big, I don't know if you have it over there, the Warhammer 40,000 for the Games Workshop. Warhammer?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that as well. See, that to me, that's got a lot of lore. It's got a lot of in-depth detail to it about what race is against what. You know, it's brilliant. And I think if you're going to make a film, and this is just, you know, because I don't make films, but if you're going to make a film about Warhammer, then you need to have at least 10 minutes explanation about what's happened, you know, what's going where, who's doing what. Look, have you seen that film, what's it called, that Disney film with that bloke who was on Mars, but he could jump out, oh, what's his name?
Wally.
No, not Wally. No, the other one.
It's a Disney film? Is it animation or...
It has got animation in it, yeah. Oh, what's his name? John Carter.
Oh, yeah, John Carter, yeah.
Yeah, John Carter. See, that has a lot of thought put into it as well. And that's the sort of thing I'd like to see.
Okay, well, you know, on behalf of Triceptor Studios, we're going to do our very best to make sure that we get you what you want to see. And, like, I could probably say that for all your friends and all your family, like, you know, we definitely understand that, you know, you want to see some great stories, you want to see some great lore, you want to see some great action, and you want to see some stories that, you know, that are strong and that they're basically a joy to see. So we're just going to do our best to get you what you want.
Yeah, and I want to see little people with massive weapons.
Okay. Oh, I love this man. Derek, I think I'm going to fall in love with you. You mentioned the word weapons. You just don't even know me.
I want to see a little man. I want to see a little man with a huge hammer, you know? That's
yeah.
The sort of things I want to see.
I'll do it.
Fantasy.
I mean, it's like getting
fantasy.
Ideas.
No.
I know where you're coming from, yes. I just like that idea. You mentioned weapons, and I'm all like, you've got my attention now, Derek. You really do.
Not that you didn't.
Yeah, no, you know what, I think Crosby and I totally understand what you're saying. It's like, whatever the powers be, it's kind of like, it seems like the money and stuff, it's the ideas are there, but it's getting the money for the films, like getting backers, that's what, it's not really, it could be a little bit of a challenging, but there's so many great ideas out there, it's how to get the money for the films, and believe me, there's so many wonderful filmmakers out there, it's them getting the money for their films, it's all this stuff that you have to go through, and even with Crosby's film, Surprise, Surprise, you know, even to try to help raise money for that, that took a while even before filming, so I mean, things can happen. It's a lot of hard work even before filming. So we just got to pray that, you know, things will happen.
No, Cyborgo will be seen. It will be made. And, you know, we are definitely looking to, you know, get that ball rolling, so to speak, with that. So, like I said, Derek, we're going to do our very best to make sure that we get, you know, we're going to give you some quality entertainment as the years go along that you and your blokes over there in the UK will definitely enjoy.
Cheers, mate. I'll be looking forward to it.
Great.
And I'll see you again next time, yeah? Be well. Look after
Indeed.
Yourself, all right?
Oh, and follow me on Twitter, too, at CrosbyT123.
Yep, I'll look it up.
Look out.
Cheers,
thank you,
mate.
Derek. Hit me up.
Remember, man, remember, I want a little female, tiny little female, with a fucking huge, great big hammer.
Okay.
That's what we're after, yeah?
That's
what I want. I'll see you later. Bye bye.
Thank you, Derek.
Please have a good night. Thank you for calling in. Okay, Crosby, you still there? Hello, Crosby?
Yeah, Shelley. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I just want to make sure that you're still there. I was like, oh, you're still there. I was hoping that some of the guys from Triceptive Studio was calling in. Like, I thought Jay Holland would call in, and it was like a couple of the other people. But it was like they're probably like, oh, you know, it's like you just never can tell. I just like I'm just ready for anything. So is Derek? Did you know Derek? Is he one of your followers? Because he called in. It sounded like you knew who you were.
No, I did not. Honestly, I don't know Derek at all.
I was like, I wanted you to take the, you know, control because it sounded like he was addressing for you. And I'm like, I didn't want to interrupt, you know, because I was like, it seems like he wanted to ask you questions. So I was like, you know, let Crosby handle it. I was like, take over the Shelley Nunchuck Show. You'll be my co-host besides the cat here. So.
No cats in this building right here, darling.
Yeah.
No. No. It is, you know, like I said, I'm always one that I love to speak with all the people and all the fans, and you know, it's an honor, it's a privilege to, you know, mm-hmm. to meet people and to really learn from where they're coming from. So it's such a great experience.
And I like this.
You
have
some
romantic
Derek up there?
Yeah. What?
You know what I'm saying? I just got a lot of love. Now to my man Derek out there, much love to you, mate.
It was very sweet he called in because I was like, whoa, United Kingdom. I'm like, what time is it there? Because it's like, you know, people, every once in a while they do call in, and it surprises me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you're calling from here and there. And I'm just like, wow, thank you so much for calling in. I feel honored that, you know, people do call in my show. And that was a wonderful surprise tonight, you know, to connect with people. It's a blessing to have this radio show because I never thought I would take it this far. I never thought I'd have you back on the show again. I think I've done almost over 150 shows now, and here I am talking with you again, and it's a blessing. And I want to know, besides surprise, surprise, I mean, do you have anything that you can talk about in the works? I mean, anything at all?
Well, actually, there's a lot of things going on, Julia, that you just don't know about yet.
No, I don't. If you need to mess up, can you talk about anything? Let me know. So talk now. Go ahead.
No, most definitely, Shelley. As you know, with surprise, surprise, it didn't, like, first of all, just to clear out the surprise, surprise stuff, you know, where we showed the movie in Denham. Believe it or not, we actually showed the movie in Hollywood, too. Thanks to Mr. M and also the Monkey Gang crew, we showed the movie out at the Hollywood Black Film Festival press party, unofficial press party, and the movie premiered on the Hollywood Boulevard. Out there in Hollywood at the Hollywood
Hookah. God, man, I was like, I hope there comes a day when it's like, you know, I can get up there and do a couple things and go and visit some of the stuff that you're doing because it's like I missed it, you know. It's like I feel really bad because of things that I'm doing and I miss out on all these cool things and I'm like, darn it, I want to go hang out with Crosby. You know, it's like you got to do what you got to do and I'm seeing all your stuff on Facebook and then I saw you on the Hollywood Walk of, you know, the stars and stuff and I was just like, oh man, and you were like at Capitol Records and at these theaters and I'm like, I'm jealous, Crosby's out there, and I was like, I want to be out there too. I mean, you know, it must have been awesome. How did you feel when you were out there?
Oh my gosh, like seriously, it was amazing. I have never ever had an experience like that in my lifetime, you know. Just being at the Hollywood Walk of Fame to, you know, see, like, every time I go to Hollywood, I'm always going to take a picture of the Chinese Theater for you, in which, you know, on the second night that we were there, and as you know, our buddy Dan McCready was there with me as well, which even made it twice bad, which was twice as better, crazy. You know, we were staying right across from the Boulevard and the Chinese Theater, believe it or not.
Oh man, you had to tell me this right now. Oh my God, I'm gonna pee my
sorry.
Pants. No.
I'm sorry, Dala. So what happened is, like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
That's
I didn't mean
okay.
for this.
It's okay. It's okay. No, I'm very excited for you. I'm just jealous. I'm like, I'm gonna get out there someday. I know it. I know it. I'm gonna get there and I'm gonna find Jackie Chan's star. And it's like all these.
We already know where it is. We can throw it.
Huh?
We already know where it is. We just, you know, you just got to go out there and I'll tell you where it is.
Oh, I was like, ah! And everybody takes pictures like, here's Jackie Chan's star showing. I'm like, man! I was like, ah! And all the other stuff, the Chinese Man Theater, I swear to God, someday, I don't care what movie it is, I'm going to sit in the Chinese Man Theater, watch a movie. Someday, somehow, I am.
And honestly, you will enjoy yourself. Matter of fact, when we were over at the Hollywood Black Film Festival, which that's where our movie played at the press party, not in the festival, but at the press party, you know, it was definitely kind of crazy because, you know, the second night of the entire event was the comedy show, and then next thing you know was the after party, and we were up in the VIP section of the theater, and we were just chatting along with, like, you know, all the people who were a part of the festival, and next thing you know, I'm chopping it up with my man Tyrone Burton, who the star in the WB's The Parenthood with Robert Townsend, and also did episodes on That's So Raven with Raven Simone, and... You know, basically, you know, we, you know, saying shout out to Tyrone Burton and just his hustle and everything like that. And it's just a blessing that, you know, we're able to have all these opportunities and meet all the great people that we have met, you know, to facilitate the things that we do. So Hollywood was great, and then coming back to Boston to show the movie at Jay Williams Celebration of the Arts 4 event. Shout out to Jay Williams, BU Photos, Liv. And pretty much everyone from Justin Springer, the entire filmmaker collaborative with everyone over there, especially Jay Williams for having us show the movie out there. That was a complete blessing as well to show it in the Paramount Theater. So, you know, surprise, surprise, it's traveled all across the country.
I'm so bummed, but I'm excited for you. When it comes out on DVD, you know what? I'm going to get that DVD because that's how much I want to support you and keep supporting you. And I was like, you know, I wish there was a way I could get back to Boston because I want to work with you again. I've never, you know, it's like even leaving Boston, it's like I still, like I said, I perv your profile on Facebook just to watch, you know, what a big sister has to do, watching you, make sure you're doing all the right moves.
No, you got to make sure. You got to keep me up. Got to keep me uprooted. You know, got to keep me uprooted. But you know, we're doing some big things. And you know, back to your question, where you know what else I'm doing. You know, it's great where God can put you at. You know, every time that you fell down, you know the struggles I have with just trying to get surprise off the ground. And you know, things have gotten very, very better now. You know, recently, I just recently did a feature film that's now playing on BET right now, Black Entertainment Television, called Christopher Nolan's The Good Life.
Oh, okay, because I think I've seen on his Facebook page, because we're all, like, connected, and I was like, I'm trying to figure if he worked on a film that I worked on before, and it's like, I forget how I connected with him, and he's on my Facebook page, and I was like, I think that's what he mentioned about that. I was like, okay, so I think I did hear about that, but I don't have a TV, so I have to YouTube everything. I have to do it, so I miss out on a lot. So I was like, okay, this is probably something he mentioned on his Facebook page, because I'm Facebook friends with him, and I'm like, wow, this is a small world, huh?
Yeah, maybe it's through me, but you know, Christopher Nolan, he's such a great influence and individual for working with him, and he gave me the opportunity to sound design his movie, The Good Life, that stars Tanji Miller, Christian Keys, Mari Morrow, Maya Gilbert, Ray Grady, Christopher Nolan himself, and you know, just a multitude of talent with that movie, and then. A year later, after when that happened, we actually finished that movie early in 2012, and then I went to Chicago in 2013, last summer, to edit his movie called Christopher Nolan's Four Seasons. That's coming out on April 1st. I completely edited the movie. It stars Robin Givens from Boomerang, stars Mel Jackson from Soul Food, the movie. Soul Food, and also Keith Robinson from Dreamgirls, Christian Keys, Jasmine Lewis, Layla Odom, Amanda Marchesky, Harold Dennis, and also, you know what I'm saying, Meredith Lyons, Princess Hemphill, I mean, just a lot of people from Chicago that was represented in that movie, you know, which now I actually consider Chicago to be my second home now. You know what I'm saying? So I love my people out in Chicago with Christopher Nolan, Mark Harris, and also Andy Brown, who are just super producers. They recently just got finished with their movie Black Coffee, which was in theaters. It stars Darren Henson, Christian Keys, Erica Hubbard from BET's Let's Stay Together, and Gabrielle Dennis from The Game. And now, I'm getting involved with Christopher Nolan's next movie called 72 Hours, and that recently we just got the word that stars a number of other notable Hollywood talent, and this one's bigger than anything right now. I can't say what it is right now, but let's just say that your boy's playing a little bit of a sizable role in this movie, and more so than not.
Oh, sweet. I'm excited. I know you can't talk about plot, but is it action? I mean, what type of film is it?
It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's a great comedy drama movie, and what we could say about the movie right now, it's definitely going to really challenge and make you think about, you know, what you need to do on this earth when it seems like, you know, there's not enough time left, which is what the movie's called, 72 Hours. You'll hear about it on my Facebook page. You'll hear about it on my Twitter account at CrosbyT123 or on Facebook, facebook.com/CrosbyT82. You'll hear a lot about this from also on the Triceptor Studios website at triceptus.com. You're going to hear about this a lot coming up real soon. But it's the projects we have are very exciting, and we're launching a new web series, hopefully within the later this year, and a new concept trailer for a new movie we got coming out, which is very action-oriented, which I've been itching to get involved with action for a while now, and we're definitely looking to getting that involved. We'll see how everything goes with that. But, you know what I'm saying?
The only thing
I can say about that project is, for anyone who speaks Spanish, Mujer Guerrera.
Now, you put that on your Facebook page. Stop teasing me. You wrote that today on your Facebook page.
Yes, I did.
What does it mean?
Can't tell you. You have to translate it.
Shelly. Come on. I'm lucky I speak English, okay? I speak Bostonian. Come on. What does it mean? Don't tease the Shelly.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Actually, a person, you know what I'm saying? You know him, Jay Walker. He actually already translated it on my page already.
Oh, I know.
And actually, it does mean, check it out, female warrior.
Oh, seriously? No way!
Yes.
Yeah! love it! So
that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna mention. Mujera Guerrera. You'll be hearing it real soon, and especially our new web series we're developing right now called Man of Boy.
Man of Boy? What type of...
Man Boy.
Man Boy.
Yes.
So, is that a drama, or...?
That's a comedy right now, believe it or not.
Okay. Because you just got to guess when you don't know the plot, so I just took a guess.
No, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But, we're definitely working on those projects, but Man Boy, that's going to be I'm very excited about that web series. It's definitely comedy oriented, very opinionated. I look to do a lot of shocking things with that series. And also, you know, it, like I said, we got a lot of great things down the pike with Tricep Studios. Mujer Guerrero, that's definitely we're just getting everything straightened out with everything with that movie. It's going to really hit home, and there's going to be some great it's going to be some great action towards it. But you know, our
oh my gosh,
it's going to be action with a purpose.
Okay. Just action just gets me all excited. Man.
Definitely. If you like shows like Spartacus, Blood and Sand, or Fight Club, or any of those type of films, you're gonna really love Mujer Guerrero.
Man. I wish I was closer to home. I'd like go audition for it. Because it's like, sounds like my type of film. Great.
Let's just say it is something special, and you know, we just can't wait to get started, get ready for what we like to call get ready for the pain.
Get ready for the pain, yeah. And speaking of pain, I think I saw a picture of you starting to get back into working out again. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. As you know, I talked about the USC Fit program that I saw a commercial online. I was actually, for those who don't know, I'm a very, very big USC fan, mixed martial arts fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love mixed martial arts. And basically, when I was filming Surprise, Surprise, I sort of let myself go a little bit. So I was looking up, you know, I tried a lot of different programs just to get back into, you know, shape and everything of that nature, and nothing was really working until, I came across the USC Fit program created by Mike Dolce, who is a master, he's a master dietitian. He's actually gotten so many people at weight with some of the fighters. Notable fighters that he did was Thiago Alvarez. He also had Chael Sonnen, the American Gangster, and he also had Great Bully Maynard on his staff, and he also coaches Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
So get to weight and shape, and like Ronda's a beast right now in the UFC, and I just love the way she fights. And you know, recently he just did work with Mike Pyle. He's like this fighter with quite possibly the awesomest mullet you'll ever seen. It's like there's a party, it's like business in the front, party in the back. He's like, it's like, wow, that's a really epic mullet. You know what I'm saying? And even as a black dude, that like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, wow. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta show love to that. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like I just saw his last fight, and like seriously, the dude just kills people, and I'm like, Mike Dolce was in this dude's corner, so there's a pattern here. So let me try this UFC Fit thing out, and I gotta be honest, like the thing works. Like, you know, I was 260 when I began, and that was 3 weeks ago, and now I'm almost 249 right now.
Wow.
And you know, saying basically, he had a list of like things that you should buy for the program. You know what I'm saying? Which is still in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah, so, like, with the diet and stuff, right? Well, what we really should think about, though, is, like, when we say diet, it's not really, you know, it's actually probably a better way of eating. And I sat with, seeing people up here, and, you know, they know about nutrition stuff, and they says, well, Shelly, you really, you know, want to change things. They're like, this is the list. They gave me 4 pages. And when I looked at it, I was like, this is like 6 weeks ago, and I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? Because it went on saying what not to eat, and it was no dairy, no sugar, no brown sugars, no corn syrup, nothing canned, nothing like really frozen. It's all fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, meat and protein, mm-hmm. and it's constantly eating. And I'm like, I'm a horrible cook, but then it's like I'm learning, you know, about things that, you know, I like to eat. And half of the stuff, you know, being half of the side of me being Italian, can't eat it. Cannot eat half the stuff. I can't.
No, go ahead, Shelley.
No, I just, no. like, it, it's it's when you say diet, it's actually just changing the way you eat. And believe me, working on a desk job surrounded where people, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie time. Everybody's got Girl Scout cookies. And I actually ordered these cookies before this whole thing. And it's like you get to have one cheat day a month. But it's staying away from stuff. And I've noticed this is the sixth week that I'm doing this. And I want to get a six-pack app. And I had abs before, and they says about muscle memory, it'll come back. So I started working out, and they're saying, don't start doing the weights because, you know, you want to get back into just doing, like, push-ups and stuff. And I don't have a car to get to the gym, and Maine is not the same as Boston. And it's a little bit – things are a little bit more spread out, but you can get to things, but it's a little bit different. So I'm deciding stuff in my house, you know, to do things for myself. So – I'm not letting anything stop me, and I lost all the weight that I had to lose, and it's tightening, and I will get the six-pack app, and I'm doing it for myself. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I'm not doing it for any man. I'm doing it for myself. I want the six-pack app because I want to feel good, and I think that's what working out and doing is because you want to feel good, right?
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I started the program, it was Valentine's week. And you know what happens on Valentine's week. So So that whole deal and that whole situation was, how am I gonna do this now? When I'm going out with my, you know, with Anna, you know, and with my girlfriend, and we're like, you know, what are we gonna do here? So what I did was, you know, knowing the principles of, like, when you diet, because remember, when you diet, that's basically how you lose weight. You 70% you diet, and then the 30% you just use for exercising and everything, because really the diet's in the kitchen. So
yeah,
what I did was,
right.
instead of normally what, you know, you would eat, I actually grabbed just a steak and just vegetables and just let it be. You know, no starches, no potatoes, none of that stuff, just greens and protein, which was the meat. And I just had the meat, just make it medium rare so that, you know, you still get enough of that protein and that juice, you know, in there, and you still have something that's well cooked and tasty.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you're going to go hardcore, and I think you're going to be able to do that and get more into it, and then it's like you're going to be the best physical fit shape. Because I remember you getting into it, you were training, and you were, like, really getting into it and talking about it a lot, and I definitely know, you know, you've got, like, you know, the eye of the tiger. You'll get back into, like, doing it. And I think once we find, you know, you get a groove. When you like to work out, you have this groove and a routine, and it becomes part of your life. If you fall off of that, you just have to find out where's that groove, and that's what I think, you know, once you get back in your groove really hardcore, you're going to be so, like with me, I'm so much happier. It's like, I'm like, yeah, and I'm inspiring, putting six-pack abs of women on my Facebook page. It's like, yeah, Shelly, inspire yourself, and, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm going and I'm looking at women, you know, even at my age and older, they're getting themselves into shape, and this is just all natural. Not doing anything. I didn't get any stomach operation, no lipo, no Botox, no nothing. And it's just, you know, working out by myself now, you know, eating. I'm the one that's doing it. We all got to push ourselves. Even if you have a trainer, you have to take the initiative to work out yourselves, because you know, I heard a saying or something, it's a quote, something, it's like you only have one place to live in, and it's like your body. If you really think about it, that's what you're living in, it's your body, and you need to take care of it the best you can so you can live a longer life with, like, less pain. You know, if you can, you know, you got to take care of it.
Exactly. You know, the body is a temple. You know, this is where we live. This is where we house ourselves. And, you know, every time I see somebody sick, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what has that person ate that, you know, is causing, you know, such pains or such situations? Everyone's body is completely different. But, you know what I'm saying? I just stress whole food eating. I stress really taking care of your body. And, you know, my background with my family is that, you know, I have a family that had a lot of different diseases. I'm not going to mention them as we speak, but they were very horrible. And I said, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to switch everything up, and I'm just going to be more, I'm just going to consume more whole foods and just really be more healthier in what I
consume so that I can live longer and I can be more prosperous and also be more alert and also much more attentive than what I was beforehand. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's really where everything started and just snowballed. And I'm just proud that I'm able to commit myself to such a length. Because, you know, when we're in the film business, you know, we have a lot that we have to commit to. You know, we have to take care of ourselves and just ground ourselves so that we are able to just do what we can so that we can get the best project out possible.
Yeah, it's really, I think, to give yourself, I mean, I don't know how every actor, if they work out, some people do, some people don't, but you know what I was looking into? 'Cause you know how I'm like into ninjas, right?
Yeah.
And there's this one film called Ninja Assassin, and this pop star, his name is Rain, and it showed his training, and he had, like, kettlebells. And the training that he did was so intense, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get some kettlebells. And it's like, it's painful when you want to become that physically fit, and he's doing all his own things. And I'm like, you know, I want to do my own ninja film. And I'm sitting here, I'm just doing basic workouts to get into it because, you know, people, when they first work out, what do? They'll go to a gym and something, then they end up getting hurt. And you have to give yourself a rest. So I'm doing, you know, just basic working out at my house, and then I'll get weights so I don't hurt myself. It's building it up in your inner core is what's eating, you know, what you put inside your body. And I wasn't finishing my workouts, even basic workouts. I says, I don't have the stamina. So it's what you're putting into your body. And I'm starving. I'm sitting at a desk, and it's like I'm starving all the time now. It's kind of like, what is going on? I have to keep eating all day long. It's nonstop. I was like, man, I'm like this lion, because I'm like, if it's, you know, oatmeal, eggs, apple, banana, it's like everything I get my hands on, I'll eat. It's like, don't put food in front of me because you won't see it again. You know, I don't know if that's happening to you. I mean, you must be feeling more and more hungry, right?
Oh, yeah, like, you know, definitely by the day, but, like, anytime, like, it's around this time, my body's, like, already, like, in shutdown mode, so it's definitely a unique situation. However, I feel that, you just know how your body is, and you just know how to operate within the parameters of what your body is asking for, and if you can't deliver, just, you know, go back to the next day, so, you know. It's definitely it has its challenges, but I think if you just stay to a schedule, if you just get a routine going, then mm-hmm. you can essentially just make it happen.
Yeah, and it's and then people say, like, I try to help talking, because even with me, when I was back home in Boston, it was so much programmed into my mind. When you reach a certain age, by the time, like, you're 40 and stuff, your life's over. I wanted to, like, you know, I wanted to search out women that were, like, you know, I love adrenaline. I always have. I've always been, like, doing my own little type of stunt things, jumping off a building here and there and, like, other things. And I was like, you know, there has to be more to life than, like, by the time you reach, like, 40, your foot shouldn't be a foot in the grave. And I don't want to be just, like, growing older and sitting on a rocking chair and watching life pass me by. I want adventure. And, you know, I went into sites looking at women that are even older than me, and they're physically fit with these abs. I'm like, look at these fitness women. I was like, whoa, mama. And these are beautiful women, physically fit, even age 50. And it's like, whoa. And that's why I keep talking about this stuff. Because it's like, I think sometimes in society, you know, they think because you reach a certain age, you know, oh, I can't do this. And it's like, what do you mean you can't? You just get up and you do it. So it's a blessing to keep finding more women and people, you know, even like you, Crosby, even being connected with you, you're very positive. And your energy, it's really high, like, just like mine. Because just seeing your videos and stuff, you're just crazy. You do stuff like I do. And I'm like, this is why I like you a lot. You have that positive energy, and I love it. And that's why I love, you know, being connected with you. And I hope someday we get to hang out again.
No, we definitely will. And I'll bring the Mrs. and the crew, and we can just do what we do. Simple as
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. I was like, I miss all you guys. It's just like the times I got to hang out with all you guys, I miss it. It's a fun, loving night. You guys are so down to earth, and I miss that. And it's like, I always tell people, I am Potty Triceptor Studio. I may be up in the North Pole, but I don't forget you guys.
Okay, no, definitely.
You know, and before it's like quarter of, I mean, is there anything else that you want to bring up, any shout-outs or anything, or, you know, what, like, inspires you to keep holding on? Like, just throw it all out there together.
Well, you know, just to, you know, I guess put a bow on this great show, you know, which I love, shall I?
I just want to give a shout out to you know, my friends that I met out at in Hollywood at the Hollywood Black Film Festival. I just want to give a shout out to my homegirl Bonica Williams. Bonica Matthews. She just moved out to Hollywood after she premiered her movie Secrets to Strangers out there. She's now She's trying to climb up the ladder of the Hollywood chain. So I just want to give a shout out to her. To my peoples, the Johnsons, to my homegirl, Toro Crossley Johnson. She is actually the producer with her husband, Albert Johnson. They have a movie out called Thy Will Be Done. Check them out at facebook.com/thywillbedone. THYWILLBEDONE movie. So that's facebook.com/thywillbedone movie. Check it out. And, you know, saying to all my Hollywood friends who are out there, celebrity friends as well, you know, saying that probably know me or see my face here and there, I just wanted to say big ups. Hopefully we get to work together real soon. Andy Brown, who is out there, just want to give you a lot of love. Thank you for a pleasure to work with you. And, you know, to all my Chicago family, Chi-Town Stand Up, Christopher Nolan, my mentor, just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate and love you, brother, and I'm glad to be part of the family with the Inferno Productions crew out there, with Mark Harris, 1555 Filmworks, to my homegirl Michelle, she's hearing this, got to shout out my homegirl Michelle out there, and also to Tiny, to Cassandra Bell, and to the musicians out there, Brando AOK, Reggie Haith, Ron Love. Big thanks to you guys. We made Four Seasons happen because of your music, so let's just keep the train going. And let's bring it to New York, New York City. Mr. M, Monkey Gang Crew, to all you guys out there, to my man Dietrich Davis, who has a website called MyEyesYourWorld.com, which you can see a very unedited interview with myself on there in black and white. So MyEyesYourWorld.com, Dietrich Davis, he's a character, let me just tell you. So shout out to him. And now let's bring it up to Boston. You know what I'm saying? To everyone in the Hollywood East Actors Group, to Erica Derrickson, and basically the entire crew. We know names. We know practically all the names that are part of Hollywood East Actors Group, don't we?
Yeah, because we're all connected together, and it's kind of big. It's amazing what Boston's been doing since I've been up here. And, you know, I kind of keep, you know, touch base, see how everyone's doing. And, I always believe anybody that has a dream, this is, you know, they should just try to go for it. There's nothing stopping anybody. It doesn't matter what anybody says, because you don't have anything to lose, especially when you don't have anything, not much to start off with. You may as well try, right?
Yeah, definitely. And though I have retired from acting officially, I no longer act anymore. I just produce and direct. I still look at these guys. I still look at their hustle. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the fact that they're trying, and I just love working with any new actors who are coming up the lot. So, Erica, thank you very much for providing such a wonderful pipeline for these guys to get involved with the industry and just continuously do your thing. She's just a wonderful person who's just given so much to the entire Boston film community. And, you know, to everyone in the Boston scene, and also my entire Triceptor Studios family, Opal Thompson, OWC Boston, and to Jay Holland, you know, brother, you know, the Sharkside crew, he has that going. So please look out for him and the Sharkside crew, and Laz, brother, you know what I'm saying, love you, bro, for everything, and to make me the man that I am, Precious White, Legacy Productions, and, you know what I'm saying, my man Kyle Henry, Kadito Otaku, who, he has his mixtape out, big shout out to you, bro, and also the DJ Henry, you know, same campaign, the DJ Henry Foundation, which, excuse me, DJ Henry Dream Fund. Just big shout out to these guys, and also to Kiyosha Gilmore. Rest in peace, love. Thank you very much for pushing me to make the surprise, surprise, even in disguise. So just there's just so many people I want to get to, and there's,
yeah,
there's so much time, but it's like, you know, just
yeah,
to everyone that loves me, to everyone that you have, that even shout a word of support or a cheer or just of anything that was just, you know, who the hell is this guy? Or, you know, to every single one of you guys who said anything positive or negative about me, I just want to say thank you. Because of your love and your words, you make me who I am today. And I'm going farther because of you. And I'll do my best to make sure that proud as a Bostonian and as a person who loves this business. I'm just going to give it my all and just, you know, hope for the best. So, I just want to say thank you. I just pick up.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I know, don't worry about it. I just want to just really put a bow on all this whole situation. I just want to say thank you. God bless each and every one of you. And please, please just stay tuned for Surprise Surprise coming out June 17th, 2014. If you have not signed up for our newsletter to let you know when the movie's coming out and what stores or whatever videos we have, please log on to our website, surprisethis.com. You can just sign up for our e-newsletter. Just put your email address in and we'll be able to take care of the rest. You don't need to put in any more information, just your email address and name. And please, just tune in, log in, at Surprise the Film on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/surprisethefilm, and just find me on Twitter. I'm at Twitter, CrosbyT123. I'm tweeting more, believe it or not. You should see the stuff I put on there.
I think I have you on Twitter somewhere. I must have you on there. I got your Facebook and... Thank you so much for being on my show tonight, and we got to get the guys back on. I thought they were going to call in tonight, but, you know, round them off, tell them in June that we're going to do a release party, you know, before the DVD comes out. We'll set up a time, either the Wednesday night or Sunday, Ninja Sunday, whatever it is, and we'll do it on the air.
We'll definitely do an on-air release party. We're also going to do a live release party before that as well. So please just stay tuned for that. There's a lot coming up with Surprise Surprise. So we just want to say thank you to all our fans, and we just support you all. We just love you guys, and we just hope to just continue to follow us and Tricep the Studios. We are doing amazing things right now.
All right, well, Crosby, thank you so much for your time. I'm ready to hit the hay myself, and I'll be looking forward to, you know, having you back on the show.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Shelley.
All right, and you have a good night, and give Boston my love, okay?
Boston will be love for you.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
You too. Take care, and thank you, everyone.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. God bless.
All right. Bless you, too. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, oh my gosh, the show is like over with. Where does the 2 hours go when I have a guest on my show? I am beat. I'm so beat. I'm just so done, like burnt toast. I'm lucky I'm even talking. My cat's all like passed out here. It's past her bedtime. But just like, you know, I always say, anybody that has a dream out there, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. And I usually open up the song with this song. Battle Song was actually from a film that I am part of, for Falcare. If anybody wants to check out a film that I'm part of where everybody that's involved in it, you can go to Facebook, FALCYYR, and getting down to, you know, oh boy, it's a lot of work. That's all I got to say. That's when I'm up here in Maine. We were filming last winter up knee deep in snow. It was cold. I swear sometimes I think I might see some polar bears or some penguins up here. But everybody, once again, thank you, you know, for supporting my show. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And the song that I'm leading with, it is a battle song. Like with any film, music sets the mood. And I think this is one of our epic songs for the film in Falcare. And let me just say, as Crosby himself knows, it is a hard, you know, a lot of work
going into making films, what everything that's involved in it. So, you know, anybody that has a dream, just go for it. You know, as long as you're working on something that you're dreaming, that's all that counts. Well, everyone, thanks again, and have a good night. Looking forward to Ninja Sunday. All right, bye-bye.